Let me give you 10 truths about backsliding. Number one, backsliding cannot damn you. Jesus said of Christians, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Grace can decay, but it can never die. Secondly, backsliding is easy. You don't need to do anything to backslide. In fact, if you do nothing, you will backslide. There's a tendency in us, in our own hearts, an inclination, a kind of gravity towards backsliding. And it is so easy to run down. Thirdly, backsliding is gradual. It's not called back jumping or back walking. Backsliding is imperceptible. Very hard to detect. It's gradual. Fourthly, it begins in the heart, out of sight, invisibly, unseen. Fifthly, it can be covered up with a lot of church activity. Ministers are especially liable to fall into this. They can be backslidden in heart and yet have a large outward ministry of even doing good, and yet inwardly they are far from God. Sixthly, backsliding can result in moral catastrophe. Moral catastrophe doesn't usually happen immediately. It happens at the end of a long process. It's like the ant, a pair of scales, one side full of sand, and the ant each day takes one grain of sand off and puts it on the other scale, and nothing happens for days, weeks, months. But eventually, one grain is placed over and the whole scale tips. That's what backsliding is like. It can go on for a long time, but eventually the scales tip and moral catastrophe ensues. Seventhly, backsliding is a miserable experience. Proverbs says the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. He will feel the fruit of it, the miserable fruit of it in his own soul. Is there a more miserable person in the world than a backslidden Christian? Eighthly, backsliding will be chastised. We're told, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. He won't leave you alone. He will come after you with his rod of love. Ninthly, backsliding can be avoided. Jude says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Backsliding is not inevitable. It can be avoided if we use the means God gives us to avoid it. Tenthly, backsliding can be healed. These wonderful words of Hosea 14, 1 and 2, what a comfort they have been to many a backslidden Christian. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. Thus saith the Lord. And again, return to me, and I will return to you. Backsliding can be healed.